A Sunday morning playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Hello and welcome back to the playground. I am your host, Jeff Childs, alongside Josh Zinke, Antonio Miz on the other side of the glass. We're hoping you're having a good morning, discussing Michigan's 59-3 win over Maryland. And now it's time for our Sunday morning guest, and we welcome in Steve Lorenz of 247 Sports. Steve, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good, good. Glad to have you on the playground this morning. Thank you for joining us. And Michigan rolls 59-3. What were your initial impressions of that win, and what stood out to you?
Obviously Wilton Spate, kind of the obvious one for me. His progression continues, much more tangible. I kind of view every week as sort of a new test for him. I think winning at Michigan State, rivalry game on the road, I know Michigan State's struggling a little bit this year, but each game has sort of been a step forward for him. He wins the road rivalry game, then comes home. There's no letdown offensively at all. In fact, I mean, they maybe had their best offensive game of the year yesterday. So his performance, probably the big takeaway for me. Again, really like what I saw to Mo Hurst, too. Probably not getting enough publicity nationally. Just tough to block in the middle when he's got an inch of room to knife through. So thought he played really well as well. And then it's nice to see J.U. Chesson get going also. You know, Amar Darboh's gotten, I think the bulk of the production so far this season. I think maybe yesterday could be the start for, you know, Chesson kind of turned it on around the same time last year. Could be a similar situation this year. Great 1-2 punch at wide receiver right now.
Yeah, definitely, Steve. J.U. Chesson, who had a couple of games in a row, maybe not his best, and yesterday finishes with 5 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. I want to talk about this offense and just their performance as a whole yesterday. We talked about it a little bit today, this morning, off the top of the show about they just look like they're just steamrolling people and moving down the field at an effective pace right now. You look down the drive chart, Steve. 10 plays, 91 yards, 6 plays, 7 plays, 6 plays. And the offense to me right now is moving the ball effectively at a level that I haven't seen in quite some time. What have you liked in terms of schematically and play calling, what the coaches have done with different personalities in this offense, whether it's McDoom, Higdon, Darboh? What have you liked from that variety and that balance?
Well, they can push and pull you in pretty much any way. If they want to stretch you out horizontally with McDoom or even with Chesson on the ends around, they'll beat you deep with Darboh, Chesson. They'll beat you in the middle with Butt. The thing I've liked, though, is that they're putting hats on guys. And the play of Khalid Hill, Devin Asiasi in the blocking game has been such a huge deal for them this season. I think, again, Khalid Hill, everyone's, kind of known as the touchdown maker now. But really, I think it's been his play, as far as putting a hat on a defender has really been just so valuable for them in getting their running game going, really. I know Zach Sharp yesterday, great piece on how fresh they've been able to keep Devion Smith also. Last year, I think he was worn down at this point in the year, fighting those nagging injuries just because he's usually been the guy getting the bulk of the carries. But, you got 4 guys they can hand the ball off to. I think that distribution has kept them fresh and has made them more productive in the running game as well. And then also, the other thing to me is, I think Ben Braden's transition to left tackle has been, seamless, really, which is huge after losing Grant Newsom, who really looked like he was starting to come into his own. So, they've also been able to sort of weather the storm with that injury. And Ben Bredesen stepped in at left guard and has played really well himself. I think he struggled a little bit to begin the season, but he's looked like a different guy since he came back in for sort of a second round of playing time. So, it's been a lot of just having, the multiple weapons that we kind of knew they'd have going into the season. Blocking, they've really excelled in that part of the game, and then also just being able to weather the storm. Every team's always going to face injuries. I think they've done a pretty good job of being able to get guys that'll step in and replace those guys.
Yeah, great point, Steve, about the offensive line, whether Braden or Bredesen. And that, I think, speaks to the depth of this Michigan team. And even when a guy like Grant Newsom goes down, Juwan Bushel-Beatty had a game or two where he was in there on the left side of the line. But no matter who it is, no matter what the position group, Michigan seems to get guys that are ready to go, that are prepared and ready to play. We're talking to Steve Lorenz, the head writer for 247 Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Tremendous U of M. You can visit his website, Michigan.247sports.com. And Steve, shifting our focus to the defense, and they weren't challenged essentially all day yesterday by the Maryland offense, and they were really stout again in their performance, only allowing a field goal. I want you to talk a little bit about the some individuals that have stood out on this defense. You mentioned Mo Hurst as a guy who hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, but Michigan, in some ways, it seems like doing things rather quietly, because even though they've been elite every single game, it's almost become like expected, I think, by Michigan fans. What have you seen from this defense the last few games?
The one guy that really, to me, kind of took a second step. He struggled to begin the game last week was Delano Hill. He struggled a little bit at the very beginning of the game against Michigan State last Saturday, but rebounded, I think, ended with 11 tackles. He's played some really, really good football this year. Been a guy that, again, I think needed to kind of grow as far as the pass coverage aspect of the game. I know he had two picks yesterday, both of them, like he even said, I think they were kind of gifts. I mean, they were both great.
Yeah, the first one especially.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, those are nice to have, but not really indicative necessarily of how well he's been playing. So I think he and Demonte Thomas both, you remember Demonte Thomas struggled mightily against Colorado, haven't really had a repeat of that performance since then, and really kind of the situation I with safeties, if you don't hear their name a lot, it usually means they're playing good football. So I think those two guys have stepped up big time. Ben Gedeon, too. Now, Gedeon, a guy I think teams are going to continue to try to pick on in one-on-one coverage if they can get him in a situation like that. I think Maryland ran a wheel route again yesterday that got him. But I think he had 11 tackles yesterday, 2.5 or 3.5 tackles for a loss. I mean, he's playing at a very high level in the run game. You know, I know they struggled a little bit to contain the edge, especially early in the game with he and Mike McCray. But Gedeon's really kind of, I think, been a better player this year than people thought he would be. And those guys, because, you know, the front four and the back four, though, or really the front four and the cornerbacks, are just kind of known commodities at this point with Lewis and Stribling, and then all the guys they have up front are all been playing good football with Taco. I mean, really, Taco may be their best player since he's come back from injury, of just consistently pressuring the quarterback, making it look easy at some point. So, you know, it's been a team effort, but it's those guys that, you know, maybe we wondered about a little bit earlier in the season, have really started to come into a zone, particularly at the safety position. I think those guys have been playing some pretty good football.
We're talking to Steve Lorenz of 247 Sports this morning on the Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. Steve, interesting question for you. I was sitting next to Michael Spath in the press box yesterday, and we had a conversation about the 2006 defense. I was in school during that time. When all is said and done this season, do you think this year's defense will surpass the level of play we saw from that year's team?
I mean, yeah, I guess it have just because they're so deep up front. You know, they have two sets of four. You know, Matt Godin doesn't really get talked a lot about. Rashawn Gary does get a lot of pub, but he's not playing like a true freshman. And then you got two All-American level corners on the outside in Lewis and Stribling. You know, I know Stribling struggled a little bit in the run game the last couple weeks. Wonder if teams will maybe try to keep, you know, running at him a little bit. But as far as pass coverage goes, he's been excellent. I just think they're more talented at the top, and I think they're deeper up front. Go back to 97, really. I mean,
are they better than 97?
I don't know. I don't know if I go. It's so hard to go that far just because of what that defense was able to do. I mean, and I still don't think they don't have the, you know, Peppers is an All-American. He's a Heisman candidate in my opinion. But the one thing about that defense is that Woodson would always make a big, big individual play at a big point in the game. Haven't really had a guy that's consistently done that to his level. They're probably the closest one since then, though. At least what they've done so far this year. Just making, you know, teams look bad. I mean, they're winning these games by such a, I think they're, what, 37 points a game has been their margin of victory against FBS opponents. A lot of that's due to the defense. Their red zone defense has been so stifling because they have a great front four and a back four. It narrows the field a little bit. You can't pick on them in the middle of the field, which I think is what teams have been trying to do. And it's just been, you know, they kind of constrict you. It's kind of like a snake, you know, that they get you closer to the end zone. They tighten up a little bit, and then they, kind of choke you out. So, you know, I'd say it's at least on par with 06. I definitely wouldn't go back to 97, at least at this point. I mean, their defense carried them to a championship. They haven't quite gotten to that point yet. So maybe after November, maybe in a few weeks after the Ohio State game, we can have that conversation.
Yeah, we'll see if this defense can elevate Michigan to the level of that 97 team. Will I have to take away some hardware? We still have a ways to go before we find out the answers to those questions. We were talking to Steve Lorenz this morning of 247 Sports. You can read all his great work on michigan.247sports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Tremendous U of M. Steve, thanks so much for coming.
I have a question for Steve.
Oh, go ahead, Josh.
Let's talk about darts. How's darting? How's the dart professional dart system going right now?
You know, it's about that time again.
I know, the World and that's Series, why I was waiting.
190.
It's about to get underway again. Still part of the Barney Army. Raymond Van Barneveld still hoping that he can kind of recapture the magic. Wouldn't mind seeing Phil Taylor do it one more time, too, before he finally hangs it up. So, love it. It's awesome. It's so different. It's kind of like a mix of pro wrestling and archery or something. I don't know. It's like that. There's like the raucous crowds, but yet precision and it's a lot of fun to watch. So, no, I think it's like next month, I think it starts back up. So.
Yeah, and how's your dart game going since of last year? Have you got the dartboard out?
Nope. I have. I just had better days.
Okay.
Been having better days, I guess, so far. But once I usually pick it up once the World Series picks back up. So
okay.
You know,
we'll have to check in with you later on that as well.
That sounds good.
All right, that was Steve Lorenz of 247sports.com. Again, you can follow him at Tremendous U of M. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Well, that will wrap up our show this morning. We want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for your patronage of the playground. On the other side of the glass, Matt Misler, Jay-Z to my left, Tony O to my right. I'm Jeff Childs. Michigan rolls 59-3. Have a great Sunday, everybody.